今儿咱们来聊聊食用盐。
Today, let's talk about edible salt.
现在呢，高盐饮食会带来健康风险啊。
Now, a high salt diet can bring health risks.
已经成为社会共识。
This has become a social consensus.
根据机构的研究呢，
According to the research of the institution,
中国18岁以上有这种健康问题的人群已有2.45亿。
There are 245 million people in China over the age of 18 who have these health problems.
其中60%呢属于盐敏感性。
60% of them are sensitive to salt.
现在很多人炒菜已经尽量不放盐，或者是少放盐。
Nowadays, many people try to avoid using salt or use very little salt when cooking.
但是一测量呢，问题还是没改善。
But there's still a problem with not adding salt.
问题出在哪儿呢？
Where can I buy it now?
其实你少吃了盐。
Actually, you're not eating enough salt.
但没少吃钠，白大褂。
But if you eat too much magnesium and sodium in a large can,
让你少吃盐。
Make you eat less salt.
本质上呢，是让你减少钠的摄入量。
The essence is to help you reduce your sodium intake.
因为多数情况下，
Because in most cases,
钠超标才是导致这个问题的原因。
The cause of this problem is sodium overload.
元凶。盐的化学名称叫氯化钠。
The chemical name of the evil salt is sodium chloride.
其中钠占40%左右。
Sodium accounts for about 40%.
当身体摄入的钠超量后呢？
What happens when the body takes in too much sodium?
身体为了维持稳定的钠浓度，会减少排出水分。
The body reduces water excretion to maintain stable sodium concentration.
同时呢，刺激大脑产生口渴感。
At the same time, it stimulates the brain to produce a sensation of thirst.
让你多喝水。
Drink more water.
结果呢，就是红色的液体总量增加了。
The result is that the total amount of red liquid increased.
就像水管里的水啊，变多了。
Like the water in a pipe, when it increases,
水管壁的压力自然就大了。
The pressure on the pipe wall is naturally high.
研究显示呢，
Research shows that
膳食钠每减少一克，小柱子可以平均下降 1.5到2毫米。
Reducing dietary sodium by 1 gram per column can reduce average height by 1.5 to 2 millimeters.
当然了。
Of course.
钠摄入也不是越少越好。
Sodium intake is not necessarily less.
钠是人体必需的矿物质。
These are essential minerals for the human body.
那中国营养学会推荐的适宜摄入量呢是1800毫克。
The recommended intake of vitamin D by the Chinese Nutrition Society is 1800 mg.
每天，就安全上限是2000毫克。
The daily limit is 2000 mg.
很多含钠的食品不一定尝起来很咸。
Many foods containing sodium don't necessarily taste salty.
比如味精。
For example, MSG.
就是谷氨酸钠，你吃的时候只觉得鲜，不觉得咸。
Monosodium glutamate. When you eat it, you only feel the umami flavor and not the salty taste.
可是它的钠含量并不低。
However, its sodium content is not low.
即使您炒菜不放盐。
Even if you cook without salt.
但两勺酱油，再加点味精。
But add a little more soy sauce and MSG.
鸡精。
Chicken essence.
钠摄入量就可能比之前更多。
The intake may be more than before.
再看方便面，这一袋基本上就消耗掉一天的钠指标啊。
Looking at this bag of instant noodles, it basically consumes the daily intake indicators.
还有火腿肠。
There are also ham sausages.
一根50克的火腿肠
，a 50 gram sausage of ham，
半天的钠指标就没了。
The indicator disappeared in half a day。
那目前公认的钠摄入超标干预方法呢
？The currently recognized intervention methods for NAS。
首先是要增加运动量，适当的排汗，出汗是排出钠非常重要的途径之一。
First, you need to increase your exercise and sweat appropriately. Sweating is an important way to eliminate toxins.
然后要学会看营养成分表。
And you need to learn to read the nutrition label.
所有预包装食品背面都有一个表格。
All prepackaged food products have a table on the back.
找到你钠含量那一栏，自己计算一下。
Find the sodium content and calculate it yourself.
不要超标。
Don't exceed the limit.
还有就是多吃含钾的食材，钾能促进钠排出。
Also, eat more potassium-rich foods. Potassium can promote the expression of sodium.
如果说钠是身体的加压泵
，If sodium is the pump that presses on the body,
那钾就是排水的下压阀。
That's the pressure relief valve for drainage.
根据权威机构的建议呢
？According to the recommendations of authoritative institutions,
普通成年人每天的钾摄入量大约在2000毫克。高钾的食材呢
？An average adult's daily potassium intake is about 2,000 milligrams. High potassium foods include.
我也列个表。
I also made a list.
请大家自行参阅。
Please refer to the following materials.
另外也可以替换高钠的调味品。
You can also replace the seasoning for Hanno.
炒菜的时候
When cooking,
多用葱
Use a lot of scallions.
葱姜
Ginger,
蒜醋啊
Garlic vinegar,
柠檬汁啊
Lemon juice,
花椒八角
Star anise and Sichuan peppercorns,
香叶啊
Bay leaves,
香菜
Cilantro,
香菇
Mushroom,
西红柿的提味
Tomatoes flavor enhancer,
减少酱油
Reduce soy sauce,
蚝油
Oyster sauce,
味精
MSG,
鸡精的用量
Amount of chicken essence,
如果一定要用呢
？If you have to use it，
也可以选低钠酱油或者是不盐生抽之类的。
You can also choose low sodium soy sauce or light soy sauce。
最后呢，可以改变一下烹饪习惯。
Finally, you can change your cooking habits。
做菜的时候
，When cooking，
最后再放盐。
Finally, add salt。
把盐撒在表面。
Sprinkle salt on the surface.
这样咸味感知更明显。
The saltiness is more noticeable.
用量也可以减少。
The amount can also be reduced.
钠呢是我们人体必需的微量元素。
Sodium is an essential trace element for the human body.
但过犹不及，中国人。
But too much is not enough for Chinese people.
这几千年的饮食文化里面
，In the thousands of years of dietary culture，
酱油
，soy sauce，
蚝油
，oyster sauce，
腐乳啊
，preserved curd，
咸菜啊，都是非常宝贵的调味智慧。
Pickled vegetables are a very precious seasoning wisdom。
它们本身没错，错呢
？They are not wrong。
其实是在一个体力活动大。
Actually, it's a physical activity.
大幅减少加工食品泛滥。
Reduce the prevalence of processed foods.
外卖成瘾的年代。
The era of food delivery addiction.
我们还保留了重口味的习惯。
We still retain the habit of being spicy.
却没有保留消耗盐分的运动。
But there is no exercise that conserves salt.
我是黄渤。
I am Wang Bo.
咱们下期见。
See you next time.